to my friends who look down on us.
Well, you know, are they from Canada?
No. Christina doesn't look down on us. Crazy. She's one of us now.
Always looking down on us.
Couple of stories. We spent the Super Bowl with you last year.
Yeah.
That was last year now because we're into 2014.
It was.
That was fun. That was actually just a couple days after I'd been fired by my ex-co-host.
Oh, that's right.
Who's my future co-host.
You weren't fired.
You know what? Now I feel like Louisville. I am Louisville. Pat walked out on me. Now he wants back in, and I said yes. Golly, this is so bizarre. His new name is Pat Petrino. We're going to start calling him that.
But there's no such thing as a non-compete in coaching.
That's a good point.
Patty Petrino.
But the thing about it is, I promise you, if we had paid that other company the $1.2 million that Louisville's going to have to pay Western to get him, they would have been fine with that. I must be sick. I'm looking out the window looking at this beautiful red cardinal and thinking, man, that's neat. When you're sick, that's the kind of stuff you notice. I remember when Tommy got the flu last year. I sit in my house. I look out my window. There were such beautiful birds. There's just beautiful birds at my house.
Riveting radio, Tommy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not.
Somebody quick, jump in.
Get him off the air. Unbelievable.
Get him off the air.
Oh, I mean, I can't say. How long did that go on? Basil, Roger, how long did that go on? Tommy. I sit out there and I look at the birds. So wonderful. I look on my back porch and there are birds. I mean, for like 3 months this went on.
Get him a bag of bread so he could feed him.
I mean, nobody gets the flu like Tommy Smith gets the flu. Like he's come out, man. Watch out, man. It's like, you won't get what I got last year.
No.
No, I don't. I do not want to be staring out the window thinking birds are awesome.
Which they are.
Well, you just did.
Admittedly.
Justin.
Okay, back to my original point. Don, last year we spent time with you on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man.
I don't even know how this happens. I don't even know what's in it. It's one of those things. It's sort of like margarine. I don't care. There may be trans fat in there. I have no idea. Apparently, this is better for you, though. But apparently, there was some sort of shortage of Velveeta.
Last year?
People are freaking out. Now.
Now.
So people, my point is that's a Super Bowl staple.
Yeah, gotta have cheese. Dip.
Rotel and Velveeta together in one fell swoop.
That's not cheese. That's a cheese product food spread.
That's like government cheese.
It says it melts better and it's a third less fat than cheddar cheese.
It does make the best dip.
Do you know anyone who's
Add
ever
a little
made
bit of milk.
Cheese dip with actual cheese? I don't.
Yeah, we do.
It's always Velveeta.
Yeah, there's the white case.
Sorry,
that some cheese dip is made of. But you know, when
what
you're
kind
doing
of white? What kind of white cheese do you use for cheese dip?
It's called.
There's white.
It's called Easy Melt.
Okay.
It's another word for Velveeta.
Probably. No, I don't know. But we add milk and a few spices.
No, you're right. I mean, Julie will do it just like a lot of other people do it. The Velveeta, the Rotel, boom.
Kraft Foods says they may not be able to find it over the next 2 weeks. A representative says they didn't give any reasons for the shortage, saying only that this will happen from time to time given the, quote, nature of manufacturing. That sounds like a rat got caught in the Velveeta machine. That's what that sounds like to me. We didn't want to serve Rat Vita, so we had to shut it down and clean out the gears because we had a little issue. Here's what it is right here. Okay. A trade publication says they had a, quote, plant issue.
Yeah,
a plant issue. I'm assuming that was not like all the healthy vegetables that go into Velveeta. I'm assuming that's like a trouble at the plant.
A rat
like
planted its head in the cheese.
Yes, exactly. Right.
There's going to be a new product. It's Rat Vita.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. But that looks like a damn rat floating around in the Velveeta down there. Am I crazy?
I don't think there's supposed to be fur in the cheese.
Shut down the plant! We got a plant problem!
Help!
Anyway, I don't know what happened. I don't want to get sued. But anyway, their bottom line is you may have a hard time. Now, the good news is making this stuff apparently is not that hard. And now every single Walmart has their version. Yes. Kroger has their version.
It's called nice and cheesy at
Kroger. I've tried the knockoffs. They're just as fine. I mean, there are certain things you can't knock off. Heinz ketchup is Heinz ketchup, and there's no other ketchup that's like it.
No.
Agreed.
Okay. There are certain things you can't go knockoff on, but cheese is not one of them, so you're all good. It's not as
cheese
big a
product.
News story. Yeah, cheese product is not nearly as big a story as it could have
been. Spreadable cheese product food spread. Something. Those words get jumbled together when I talk about that.
It's kind of goofy.
Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Okay, now, at first I have to disagree with you. My kids can actually tell the difference between the Velveeta and the brand name like Kroger or Walmart.
Okay, well that's because your children have been raised as foodies in the capital city. They have a much more advanced palate than
much
the average Arkansan does.
An astute taste bud. Anyway,
my kids can tell knockoff Cheerios and things of that nature, but they can't tell like cheese dip.
Mine too. That drives me nuts.
The other question I had is, since Bobby Petrino's now at Louisville, do you think if Bielema doesn't work out well here, he'll be back here? Kind of make a complete round robin?
That would be funny.
Now, I have a feeling that would be taking it a step further.
Only if Jeff Long is gone, which I know many people who would trade Jeff Long in for Bobby Petrino right now.
No.
I'm not one of them. I'm just saying there are people,
I'm not either, because he's on that committee, or was on that committee.
Yeah, he is.
For the ball, and that's pretty impressive. And he puts, I would think, mm-hmm. it would put him up in line along with Arkansas.
Yeah, you would think it would be important. I'm pretty sure he can't get a 6-win Arkansas team into the 4-team playoff. But,
negative. Yeah. But
was he put on the committee because there's no way in hell Arkansas was going to be near there with the record they were having?
No, I think he was put on there because he fired Petrino in a very public way, in large part.
Y'all have a good one later.
All right, thanks, Mike. Don't forget tonight, Razorback basketball on the buzz. And if you are mm-hmm. looking to see a game in person, you can head over to the Jack Stevens Center, UALR women playing at home. And they tip at 7, I assume, right?
That'll be the 7 o'clock tip. And
so there you go. You can watch the first half at the minimum of the UALR women's game, and then you don't have to miss the Razorback game. Or you could go watch the UALR women, listen to the Razorback game on the buzz while you're there. Support two teams at once.
Or you could watch the Razorback game and listen to the UALR women's game, which is what I'll be doing.
No, true.
But then again, you'd be promoting another radio station.
Yes, right. That
you don't want to do.
No, but I do listen to you on that other radio station occasionally when you're doing games. The bigger thing for me is, though, I'm trying to put butts in the seats for Joe Foley and company.
And to get ears on this station.
Because as much as I love you, I'm more inclined to try to please Chris Peterson. Tim from Little Rock. Hey, Tim.
Me too.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, I was just going to talk about Greg Maddux for a minute. One thing that people don't realize about him, it wasn't just that he was a great pitcher. He was also a great hitter, and the fact that he could keep moving base runners over with the ability to bunt. He had a tactic where he would move his step to the front of the box so that if the ball went straight down, it would be in the field of play, which allowed Atlanta to do a lot better by having someone that was actually like a ninth hitter on the team. I just wanted to throw that out there, guys.
I got a trivia question. Tim, I appreciate the call. That makes me think of something. That's a great trivia question I have now. For some UALR tickets tomorrow night, 433-1037. Maybe you'll know this question before I ask it. Don, you're a Cubs fan,
too. I got a question.
He's one of those guys that walked out on us, although they didn't pay him enough money to keep him, I guess.
He's just like Petrino. He walked out on you, and then he came back.
Yeah. or Pat Bradley. Okay, so here's the question. I'll have to find the numbers.
Is he going to go in as a Brave or as a Cub?
Yeah, I think he goes in as a Brave.
Padre.
I think so, too, because he won championships there.
We pitched 11 seasons with Atlanta, 10 with the Cubs. I would imagine that he's more known for what he did in Atlanta.
He won three. Probably. If he won three World Series
in Atlanta, that's probably.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, they only won one World Championship in his time.
Yeah, that's another sticking point, but.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, you're not voting for him based upon how many World Series he won.
He
I think some people
pitcher.
Are voting for Jack Morris based upon that, but that's not what you're voting for Maddux on.
I'm curious how many home runs Maddux hit.
My trivia question is, how many home runs did Greg Maddux hit in his major league career?
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
Well, it's only steal my thunder if you have the answer. Phil apparently knows it. Did you know
he
it on top of your head?
I'm looking at his player page right now.
Steve, welcome to the zone. How many home runs for Greg Maddux, who was a career, he's a career 171 hitter, but he had some good moments anyway.
How about five?
Five is exactly right. Well, that wasn't much fun.
There you go.
Steve, very good. Somebody's probably. See, you can't do that because people can watch on the webcam.
Oh, there's a webcam.
Steve knew, though. Steve's smart. Steve, hang on. We got some tickets for you tomorrow night. Enjoy it.
Greg Maddux was a complete ball player. I mean, he was maybe the best fielding pitcher.
How many gold gloves?
18.
What?
18.
That's not even possible.
Sure it is.
18?
Well, let me look this. Yep.
How many gold gloves did they give out to pitchers?
Yes,
one.
It is possible.
Well, each league won, and he won almost every year from 1990 through 2008.
Good Lord.
That doesn't even seem right.
He's a phenomenal
Who won the most
talented.
Gold gloves ever? That's got to be up there. That's got to be like at the very top. They only give it to one player, right?
Well,
one
it's
player
in
each position,
league.
Right?
One player
each position.
Per position each league.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of guys that play pitcher.
Jim Cott, who pitched for the Minnesota Twins in the 60s and 70s, also won a lot of gold gloves at that position. I don't know
I'm
if it
look
was 18,
up.
But it might have been close.
That's the dumbest stat of all time. That's actually more impressive than anything. That's almost as impressive as four Cy Youngs. Most gold gloves ever.
He was a fantastic athlete. You know another thing? You mentioned Tom Glavine.
I'd rather die than live without Google.
Did you know Glavine might have ended up being a terrific NHL hockey player? He was drafted by the LA Kings.
No, I did not know
and
that.
And he was drafted five spots ahead of Luke Robitaille, who was a tremendous winger for years. So Glavine might have ended up being a great hockey player.
He was drafted ahead of Robitaille?
Yeah, five spots ahead.
Get out of here. That's ridiculous.
I accidentally just Google searched most golf gloves ever. but after correcting said search, most gold gloves ever.
Yep.
Greg freaking Maddux.
Survey says?
18.
Bing.
It's enough for me.
18.
Man, why that guy wouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer, I have no idea. He was very artful, very craftful. That dude